Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It was an excellent weekend for your Philadelphia Eagles, and they didn't even take a snap. They were on their bye, but their division rival, the Dallas Cowboys, are waking up this morning with the same exact record as them, 5-4, because they lost to the Vikings in Sunday Night Football, 28-24 in Dallas. I got the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, joining me on this Monday morning. Merrill, good morning. I'm sure you watched that game last night. What did you think when it was over?
You know, it's interesting. There's an old joke that people use that that so-and-so was playing the bye and they're underdogs. Well, the Eagles actually had the bye yesterday and they won. They won because Minnesota beat Dallas. They beat them 28-24. And as you said, the Cowboys and the Eagles are tied atop the NFC East. They're both 5-4. Cowboys have the head-to-head advantage, but that will take care of itself late in the season on Week 16. It was an interesting game. You talk about it, the old adage that to win, you've got to be able to run the football, and you've got to be able to stop the run. Now, there were a lot of great passing plays in this game, and both Dak Prescott and Kirk Cousins, the quarterbacks, were excellent. But the big difference, the Vikings defense completely, I mean completely, bottled up Zeke Elliott. He looked tired, he looked frustrated, and the Vikings running back Dalvin Cook couldn't be stopped. He ran for over 100 yards.
Merrill, did anything surprise you about last night's performance from Dallas, specifically with their inability to run the football?
Well, that's a big surprise, because the Cowboys go as Zeke Elliott goes. But take nothing away from Dak Prescott, because he's running that team like a captain in command of a ship, and their receivers are outstanding. Amari Cooper is practically unstoppable at times. Randall Cobb is making plays. They are and then Michael Gallup, another speed receiver. They are a dangerous team through the air. But in the end, the Cowboys were down near the goal line. They were in red zone territory, and they just couldn't punch it in. And the Vikings made big play after big play defensively at the very end.
Merrill, I know you are a very big football fan in addition to being the voice of the Eagles. What stood out to you about Week 10 in general before the big Sunday night matchup between the Cowboys and Vikings?
Well, you know, you talk about the Giants, the other team in the division that, aside from the Redskins, that you look at from time to time, and they are getting nowhere. They have a great young quarterback in Daniel Jones. I think the world of him. But the Giants to go and lose to the Jets, I know technically it was a Jets home game, but they were at MetLife Stadium. And the Giants to lose that game, I think for Giants fans, has got to be very disheartening to lose to a team that previously only had one win to their two. But Sam Darnold played well for the Jets. But not that the Jets are going anywhere, but the Giants are a disappointment, even with a young quarterback. I watched the great game in the snow between Carolina and Green Bay. And the Panthers ended that game with Christian McCaffrey stopped. It was so close to the goal line that they actually had to review it before they put up the hands and turned the game finished. And had he scored, they would have been a two-point conversion away from sending that game into overtime. So a lot of fun football and a good game tonight, too, between Seattle and San Francisco.
Yeah, that is certainly a good matchup to look at. Now, Merrill, you said that the Eagles and Cowboys are both waking up 5-4 this morning. The Cowboys have the head-to-head advantage right now because of their win over the Eagles, but that may be null and void in several weeks. Basically, the Eagles control their own destiny if they take care of their business week by week. So looking ahead at this upcoming week, as we're here on this Monday of Week 11, what are you hoping to learn about the Eagles this week before their big matchup against New England?
Well, the one thing you said, and I hear it said, control your own destiny. I think that's a nice thing to say and a nice thing to look at when you have two or three games left in the season. But they don't have two or three games left in the season. They have seven games left in the season. And the first two are extremely tough. They're home games, but you have New England this Sunday and you have Seattle the following week. So those are Herculean tasks. So those are big games. After that, the schedule gets easier. And yes, the Eagles have an easier schedule than the Dallas Cowboys. There are so many things that can happen in these next 7 weeks.
Seven games to go, Merrill. Should be very exciting. The players are back at the NovaCare Complex today. The coordinators speak today. Looking forward to your thoughts on anything interesting they might say this afternoon. And we'll speak again tomorrow morning.
You bet. See you then, Dave.
See you, Merrill. Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.